USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
77 people confirmed dead from the Camp Fire in Northern California, with 1,000 people still on the missing list, and over 1,500 structures burned to the ground by those flames. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says he believes President Trump was moved by the experience of viewing the damage firsthand over the weekend.
I think the trip impressed upon him how devastating this fire was.
President Trump suggesting he'd be all right with it if Saudi Arabia's crown prince did lie about the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president saying on Fox News Sunday,
"Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia."
The CIA says it has high confidence that the crown prince ordered the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Will he or won't he? Many Democrats are still saying they are concerned that President Trump is going to shut down the Russia investigation and fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, though, says,
"Yeah, I'm very confident it'd be a disaster for the Republican Party for the Mueller investigation to be terminated or shut down or played with. It's close to the end. Let's see what he finds."
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump believes he's doing an outstanding job in the White House, giving himself an A-plus rating, making the comments in that Fox News Sunday interview he did. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg making a donation to Johns Hopkins University to help low-income families pay to go to the school. He's also still considering a possible White House run in 2020. That donation, $1.8 billion. Rapper Snoop Dogg is getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The governor of Chihuahua, Mexico, says a missing North Carolina teacher was murdered by a drug dealer in Mexico. Patrick Braxton Andrew went missing last month. Governor Javier Corral Hurado saying the 34-year-old was killed in what he calls a cowardly and brutal murder by the Sinaloa cartel. Patrick's family says he died doing what he loved, which was traveling and meeting people. The average price of a gallon of gas continues to fall nationwide. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling gas at as low as $1.89 a gallon. Here's more from John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
And the handwritten lyrics of one of Elton John's biggest pop hits is on the auction block today in New York City. Those lyrics for Your Song are expected to take in at least $200,000 at Bonham's Rock and Roll Memorabilia Sale. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.